You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday, during the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors meeting, Interim Public Health Officer Dr. Liza Ortiz gave the supervisors an update on COVID-19. Here are edited portions of the presentation by Dr. Ortiz.
Good morning. So we'll start with a comparison of the numbers from the 18th, which is the last time we presented to you guys here at the board. And as of yesterday, so we have an increase in cases and deaths in the U.S. and in California. We're now at over 4,200 deaths in the state of California and 4 positive cases of residents. Tuolumne County stands at 4, but as always, I like to point out that our neighboring counties have a higher rate of cases and fatalities, and we understand that travel is inevitable and will be how disease transmission begins to increase in this county. I wanted to take some time to discuss the most recent cases, not specifically those people involved, but just in general that most of the time when a case of COVID-19 is identified, people have less than 10 close contacts. That was not the case in either one of these situations. So it involved an enormous effort to track down all of those contacts, to provide them the resources they needed to safely quarantine, to give them the accurate information, to ensure that all of the people who needed to get tested were able to get tested quickly. On the numbers, it looks like it's just 2 people. It is not 2 people. There are over 100 people currently in quarantine. This is what can very quickly happen in this community. So I encourage the public to consider what would happen if you tested positive. How many people were you in close contact with? And is that an inordinate number of people? And as a business, consider what will happen when a positive case is identified in your business and how much work you will have to do to give us the information in public health that we need to safely quarantine and test people. And also, will you be able to function as a facility if large numbers of your staff are in quarantine? Yes.
Quick question. Mm-hmm. That sort of brings up another situation that we may be facing here fairly shortly. There have been numerous Facebook posts of people traveling here to protest. And I'm concerned with people that are going to bus people from high-intensity COVID areas like the Bay Area, some of our neighboring Valley counties, put them in a bus together for an hour or 2 hour en route, and then dumping them off here in our community. What kind of a situation does that present for you as a health officer?
You mentioned Facebook posts, and we know that it's important to not spread misinformation and rumors. We also deeply respect the right for people to peacefully assemble and demonstrate, especially for such a tragic event. We in public health would advise people to attempt to be physically separate in those types of events, to wear masks, to consider that there are other ways to make their message known without screaming, yelling, speaking, because we know that increases the risk of transmission. Not that they can't be heard. If such an event were to happen, public health would essentially be limited to making a general recommendation that people who may have been exposed at an event should get tested and should self-monitor. Similar to how we have to make those recommendations when people don't physically distance in a variety of ways.
Okay.
Not just in
I guess protests. My concern was large-scale busing of people from one area to another and the danger that presents.
The public health recommendation continues to be that people should, as much as possible, stay within their household bubble, to stay 6 feet away from people who are not in their household, to wear masks when they are not able to do that, and
okay,
to consider that when they are protesting as well.
Was that the end of your presentation?
No, no, I still had some other things to say.
Continue.
So testing, which you may need to avail yourself of, is available locally, and we're at over 1,200 people having been tested who are county residents. The Calaveras County Fairgrounds has a state testing site, which is shared between Calaveras and Tuolumne County. Anybody can go get tested. If you give them your insurance information, they will charge your insurance. That does not mean that you will have a copay. If you don't have insurance, the state will cover the costs. And if the, you will be asked a series of demographic and medical questions, but none of those will stop you from getting the test. It's just for reporting, as we are required to include that information in our reporting. We continue to be in stage two, but there have been some modifications about what's allowed to be open. Hair salons are open for limited hair services, and both the employee and the patron must wear face coverings throughout the duration of that time. Places of worship are allowed to open for 25% of their normal indoor capacity or 100 people, whichever is lower. And it's very important that people realize that more than 6 feet of distance is needed if singing or group recitation is done. There have been multiple documented outbreaks, even when people were distancing, because singing and speaking and group recitation requires more than 6 feet of distance. Businesses which are open should all complete the state checklist and submit that to Tuolumne County and post it in their building and make it available to people in their business. Vulnerable populations, those who are over the age of 65 or have serious medical conditions, should continue to stay at home until stage four, including minimizing errands and asking for friends and families to help you perform those essential functions, because they continue to be extremely vulnerable to the transmission of this disease.